Hello, this is Sean, bringing you an article from the Partially Sighted Society's iTalk. We are a national charity, here to help anybody living with sight loss. To find out more about our services and products, or to listen in to more of our audio features, visit our website, partsight.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 0130-2965-195. At the Partially Sighted Society, we're always interested to hear about people doing wonderful things despite living with visual impairments. One such case of this is a young lady named Emmy. Emmy runs her own YouTube channel where she documents her life living with visual impairments and the fun stuff she gets up to throughout the day on her aptly named channel, Emmy's VIP Life. I spoke with Emmy, who told us all about her condition, as well as everything else she's been up to.
I'm pretty old and I am severely partially sighted stroke blind, that's what I'm registered as, because I've got a genetic condition called Bardet-Biedl syndrome that affects my sight. Mm-hmm. So it's a genetic condition which I've had since I was born, but I wasn't diagnosed with it until I was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. It mainly affects my sight, so because I'm night blind, colour blind, have very limited peripheral vision and no depth perception. Mm. But it also affects things like weight gain issues are more difficult, and some people kind of have polydactyly, but luckily I don't have any of those kind of symptoms. Mm. So that's kind of what it mainly affects, really.
A lot of your YouTube channel that you've set up is about bringing awareness to your condition. So can you tell us a little bit about the YouTube channel you've set up?
So the YouTube channel I set up, it's called Emmy's VIP Life, and the VIP bit stands for Vision Impaired Person, because it's mainly about what it's like living with vision impairment. Because I know if I'd had something like that when I was growing up with it, it would have really helped both me and my parents think, okay, this person can do these kind of things, so why can't I do what I want to do despite having the sight loss and the issues that comes with that?
Because obviously you've got quite a good positive outlook about sight loss, so hopefully I think your goal would be to hopefully spread that positivity to other people as well.
Yeah, and actually the best thing about doing the YouTube channel is when I get comments on like groups on Facebook saying that it helped someone else's daughter who's younger who's got vision impairment, or I get people with my condition send me comments saying, can you do a video like this because my sister needs some advice on something.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so that makes it all worth it. All the hard work you put into the channel, I bet that's it. It just makes it feel like you're doing the right thing with it all. So, a couple of things about your YouTube channel. I've seen your baking on there. Can you give a few? We've got a few bakers in our groups, and our listeners are and people that have lost their sight recently as well might think that, you know, they might not be able to get baking. Have you got any top tips for any prospective bakers out there?
Well, so I've kind of had to look at things differently with technology and different ways of doing it through doing a food science nutrition course. Mm. So I've got things like talking scales and talking jug, and we do things like just different colours in the kitchen and different lights and stuff, and just affect what it's like. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know all the things to know, so I have one of those pens that's got the labels on it, so I've labelled things up with like bits of equipment, so I know which bit is what piece of equipment, and it just makes it easier that I don't have to read the little symbols and stuff on different equipment.
Yeah, so not being afraid to use the stuff that's out there, the adaptive equipment as well, it's very important, yeah. I've also seen you on your YouTube channel going clay pigeon shooting. That was very interesting. Could you tell me a little bit about that experience?
Well, that was so I went on holiday to Devon and we did it there, and I had to have my dad help me because they are really heavy. Mm. So what happened was my dad had me aim it, and then he said go, like when I had to shoot it, so that I could have kind of, because I couldn't see them at all. Yeah. I actually did manage to hit one of them, and I was so pleased about that.
I did see that. I saw you get a good shot off. I was mightily impressed. So, could you
only hit it once, and then I didn't hit any more for like the rest of it. So.
I tell you what, I'm fully sighted. I think I struggled to get a shot off anyway. So it's hats off to you, honestly. So, you're an avid volunteer as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your volunteering experiences?
Yeah, so I volunteer at Delivery Abbey every Sunday, and it's basically it's a heritage house where they've actually managed to adapt it. So when I did my induction, instead of doing tour guides and stuff that we know wouldn't be practical because there were certain staircases downstairs, they put me in the rooms upstairs, which are easier, more easy to access, and also are more well lit, so I could actually move about that zone more easily.
Yeah.
So every week I'm there. I tell the visitors about the history of the family that lived there from 1870 till present day, and kind of what happened to the abbey after the war and stuff, and then answer any questions the visitors have. And I've also done a couple of events. So at Christmas, I help with the Santa's Grotto, and I am dressed up as an elf. And it wasn't a
Oh.
thing until I made So yeah, there wasn't a
Yeah.
thing there until I made it a thing of blind elf at Delivery, and I even put tints around my guide ken and everything.
Oh wow, that's fantastic. So yeah, it's like you're bringing a really good positive message to people about living with a visual impairment. But yeah, and also by obviously dressing up as the elf and having the cane with you and stuff, that obviously spreads the message as well. But yeah, you're not letting it limit you at
Even
all.
I do
So.
get. I do get kids and parents ask me if it's a magic Christmas stick, so
But yeah, so you have to kind of correct him in a way, but that, bringing that education to people as well, I think that's mightily important, and
yeah.
I think you're doing an incredible job, honestly, I do. So,
Thank you.
Emmy, where would people be able to find your YouTube channel?
So I said, if you literally just put in "Emma's Happy Life," then you can find it on there. Literally just find it on YouTube really easily. But also, I kind of. When I do them, I always put them out on my Facebook and Instagram, which is under the same kind of the same name, I think. So,
Brilliant. So that's Emmy's VIP Live. Emmy, is there anything else you'd
yeah.
like to tell our listeners today?
Just that I kind of also through the videos, so I do Braille stuff as well. At the moment, I'm really trying to. Just do more work to do Braille, and actually, I'm going to study it at, well, hopefully, if I can sort out stuff to do with local authority to get in there. I want to go to the Royal National College for Blind in Hereford
Brilliant.
so
Brilliant.
that I'm fully qualified in level three Braille so that I can teach and transcribe Braille. Yeah, that's kind of things for the future. And just I want to just keep being able to make the videos, share what I'm doing, and just really help kind of show people that there's always a different way to what you can do. Like you can do the exact same things as everyone else. You just have to find a different way of doing them and just have a great time most of the time while doing it.
A huge thank you there to Emmy for telling us all about her busy life. Once again, if you'd like to find out more about Emmy, you can follow her on social media. You can do this by searching Emmy's VIP Life on all platforms. Emmy is spelled EMMY. For more information on sight loss in general, you can always call the Partially Sighted Society on 01302 96519. We're open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.